Data from the Marin County Sheriff's Office shows a rising rate of ICE activity. In 2024, police referred 14 people to ICE, and last year, that number nearly doubled. The police referred 23 people to ICE, and of the 6,500 people booked into county jail last year, 2% or 130 notifications were sent to ICE. Marin County immigrant rights advocates and a supervisor are calling for zero ICE transfers and notifications. Rick Boyer, a long-standing Marin County resident.
Now that we know what ICE is doing, not what they say they're doing, but what they're doing in terms of separating families, disappearing them to detention centers where no press is allowed, taking their possessions, their money, their cell phones, even their jewelry, my own 9-year-old grandson could tell you that's wrong. If someone has a traffic violation, give them a citation. If someone has murdered somebody, prosecute them. If someone has raped somebody, prosecute them. Just stop turning anyone over to ICE for any reason.
The notifications are part of a funding contract Marin County has with the Department of Homeland Security called SCAP, the State Criminal Alien Assistance Program. The Sheriff's Department has received more than $1 million in the last few years for detaining undocumented immigrants. Here's Marin County's Sheriff, Jamie Scadinia.
SCAP was included in the Violent Crime Control and Law Enforcement Act of 1994, has bipartisan support among members of the U.S. House of Representatives and the Senate, and has been funded every year since 1995. SCAP is not an immigration enforcement program. SCAP was created as a payment program and is not designed to help support ICE with immigration enforcement.
SCAP reimburses local and state governments for the cost of jailing undocumented immigrants convicted of at least one felony or two misdemeanor crimes. But that requires some data be shared with federal immigration agencies. A speaker who simply identified himself as Jason accused the sheriff's office of selling the data of immigrant residents for money.
By refusing to denounce the SCAP program, a program tied to cooperation with ICE, the sheriff is sending a message that money matters more than the concerns of immigrant families who live in this county.
Marin County's budget for the next 2 years does not include SCAP funding following public outcry. This follows other counties, including San Francisco and San Mateo, that have stopped relying on SCAP for funding. Under California's Sanctuary State Laws, SB 54, the California Values Act, local law enforcement is barred from arresting or detaining people for immigration enforcement. But there's a caveat. Serious or violent crimes allows police cooperate with ICE, and Marin County's sheriff defends the practice.
We look to see if they're most recent charges meet the SB 54 predicate crime. If it does, we will notify ICE of that individual when they're being released. If it does not meet the SB 54 criteria, we absolutely will not notify ICE that they're being released.
Opposing any ICE cooperation, Laxpo residents James Holmes warns it sends the wrong message about criminal accountability. To offset the loss of those federal dollars, the Marin County Board of Supervisors has set aside $500,000 from the county's year-end surplus to extend immigration support services. Supervisors say these changes would protect local autonomy and reduce community fears and concerns about local cooperation with ICE. For KPFA Radio, I'm Annetta Felix.